Hey everybody, this is Dave.
This is Corey.
And Wyatt.
And me.
For a,
thanks, I'm glad that you're here. We're so excited to have Tracy here.
Tracy.
Are you recording on your
Yes.
Oh, I did not.
All the way from Chicago.
No? Chicagoans here.
Okay. This is a joint effort here.
We got George. Chicago on
it's
one side.
A collaborative podcast
Jackson
between the Audio Collective and the Haven of Bliss. The relationship of the two.
Yeah, it's the Food Network battle.
Just a mutual friendship.
Iron Chef.
What are we cooking?
What are we cooking?
We're
shampoo and napalm.
No, please no.
No, we're not.
No napalm.
Talking about that.
Oh well.
Or soap.
But we are in Jackson today, and we're at the Beaners here in Jackson studio.
After everything else has been closed.
The original Studio B for the Audio Collective.
Yeah, this is a secret underground taping of the Audio Collective. They don't really know that we're taping them right now.
We don't. We're not aware of any recording.
What are you thinking?
Nothing. Since the Audio Collective has been on hiatus, I thought I would try to
The Audio Collective is actually dead.
It is?
No.
I think there's rumors that there might be a new version.
There is. There's
version
an Audio
2.0.
Collective 2.0.
Vista.
Yep. So we're just kind of like trying to bond and playing some Wii together.
Mm-hmm.
Weed?
Corey
hooked us up from the greenhouse.
Oh.
No.
Oh, snap.
He did get us some herbs there.
He did get us a can of beans.
Cannabis?
He likes to eat did you say can of beans at lunch?
he eats cannabis at lunch.
I ate cans of beans at lunch. Canned goods, ready to
eat. What do mean?
So yeah, we've had a nice relaxing Sunday afternoon.
Stop touching my lips with your lip.
Sorry, dude.
My love language is not
Corey
touch.
Corey doesn't have the spiritual gift of touch.
Yeah.
Or love language. That's why I like
the physical love gift of touch.
It's okay.
As I learned in marital counseling.
It's okay.
I can live without you rubbing my back.
Oh, sorry about that.
I'll rub your back.
I can live without anybody rubbing my back. I like it better.
How's that
when there's no rubbing of my back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can hear your bones crack.
Oh, no!
Oh, Corey, you alright?
That's what I do when people touch me.
Nice.
We want to have a psychological session about why you don't like to be touched.
Why don't you like to be touched, Corey?
I'm just not used to it, and I don't need it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This love language is, what'd you say?
Convenience.
So no one touched you as a child?
No, I lived in the basement.
Okay.
I guess that's a good answer, because if I asked you if someone touched you as a child, it would have come off kind of wrong.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Nice.
So we're in Jackson.
Yeah,
welcome
we had a good,
to Jackson.
We had a good lunch. We went to a Lucky Cafe and had some
a lot of
tasty...
fried.
Yeah. We were there forever.
Mine wasn't fried. Mine was
How
like,
long were you guys there before we got there?
A long time. Probably
mine
half
was probably pretty healthy. I had walnut shrimp. And it was like walnuts and shrimp.
Oh, did you get that? Was it one with breaded shrimp and a little
No,
bit...
it wasn't.
Oh,
they
wasn't
weren't
bread?
Breaded.
Oh, that's why
I didn't
believe
they
it.
Were
the
breaded.
Lucky Cafe.
If they were breaded, they were really lightly breaded.
Oh, I like
them. And then they were...
candied walnuts with some sweet sauce on them.
They didn't have any candy on them, but they were just kind of some sauce. And it was a sweeter sauce. And then I had the lo mein. The lo mein today was really thick. Ben didn't like it.
It was pretty thick. The sauce was really thick in my food.
The soup was kind of gross, too. I had, like, egg drop soup and just felt really, like, gooey.
Yeah.
The hot and sour.
I ordered wonton, kind of on a whim.
The egg drop?
Wonton soup.
Wonton.
Okay.
I never get wonton. I usually get something else, but it was okay.
I had Szechuan tofu, and I don't think it was very vegetarian-friendly.
Oh, you felt like they might have meat in the sauce?
Well, I did find one big chunk of beef, so...
Oh, no!
Poor Dave.
I was... And judging by how it was once I got home and had to run upstairs to the bathroom real quick,
probably
wasn't so vegetarian.
Corey just let it go in the room.
Well, technically, it all becomes meat a few hours after you eat it.
Meat?
Yeah. It all becomes meat a few hours after you eat it. Like,
because it becomes part of you?
No, not all of it.
Not all of it, trust me.
None of it today.
Okay.
In and out. Enough toilet humor, I guess. So what is the highlight of Jackson over the last year? Is there anything interesting that's happened? Maybe what's a rundown interest? Since we're kind of interviewing you too, since we don't spend as much time here.
We got the Starbucks.
How do people think about the Starbucks?
It has been more than a year.
Has it? No, I guess, I don't know. It's been close.
At Starbucks.
Maybe a little less.
It's a drive-thru.
Yeah, it's a drive-thru. People, I mean, in the morning, it's really busy. I think it's been received well.
You think so?
Yeah.
So what are the top hangout places in Jackson, you think?
Yeah.
Dave's house.
Dave's house is up there.
Oh.
What about public places, though?
I don't know.
Oh. It seems like, what about, well, that might be boring long. Panera, I hear, is happening.
Yeah, Panera is really
good. I want to get the souffle. Your mom was talking about that.
There's been good news about rumors about the chocolate egg souffle.
Not chocolate egg souffle.
You know, chocolate and souffle.
Maybe we'll get that for breakfast tomorrow. We can take your mom out.
Oh, yeah.
Like
four cheese souffle, very good.
Yeah.
I've been working on the greenhouse a lot.
Yeah, how's the greenhouse going?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you get tan working in there?
I don't work in the greenhouse. I work in the other building inside.
Oh.
What do you do for the greenhouse?
Solar panels?
I make L-pots, the little substrate media pots. It's like a little dirt sausage cut into chunks that the plants are started in.
Yeah.
It's only been almost killed once.
Yeah, the other, like...
Dude, that was awesome. Tell that story.
Okay, we were arranging some stuff.
The short version.
We were arranging some stuff under a big rack, and then we got it all arranged. And then after we were done doing that, we were painting some lines. And as we were painting lines, you know, less than 5 minutes, or 5 minutes or so, after after we were under the rack, the rack right above it just collapsed entirely. You know, thousands of pounds of L-pot paper and stuff like that crashed down, like, right where we were.
Was it loud?
Another guy and I were under there just, like, you know, minutes before that. And, yeah, it was crazy.
Three people died, but Corey prayed for him, laid hands, that came back to life.
No, no, I mean...
He didn't get a raise, though.
Basically, the difference between life and death was, like, you know, 5 minutes time.
How does that change your perspective on life? Is that near-death experience?
Yeah, what is your insight?
Within a year, I'll have forgotten about it entirely. But now it's immortalized on tape. I don't know.
It's not tape, Corey.
No,
it's bits.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyhow,
like... flash medium.
Yeah.
Bite screens.
Definitely. If we used the camcorder, it would have been on tape.
Right.
We
should do 30-second life stories.
Okay, that was from Dave's podcast.
Oh, they did that already?
Who wants to do their life story in 30 seconds?
Not right now. I mean,
how about in 5 seconds?
I was born. I'm alive now. I'll die soon.
Hopefully
soon. Yeah. I was born, ate a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and then I grew up. Your turn.
I was born. I met Wyatt, and then I will die.
Okay,
so we'll die first.
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Let's see. It goes from when you start.
Okay, I gotta start a good time, don't I? Let's see.
Or you could say I was conceived. Technically, your life in the moment of conception.
I crawled out of the womb, was married to Rachel, and then
I podcasted.
Podcasted and then slowly faded into oblivion.
But we rescued you with the Haven of Bliss podcast. This audio collective is having problems.
That was whisked into the glorious heavens above.
I'm gradually stealing all the widgets and stuff. You know, I stole your MP3 player.
Nice.
Really?
How do you feel about me stealing all your great ideas?
I think it's okay.
Really?
No one actually goes to my website, so it's okay.
Well, it's all under Creative Commons, so.
Technically, though, like, they aren't great ideas until somebody steals them.
That's interesting. Oh, well. If I wasn't so lazy, I could have made my own. So much easier to steal something rather than do it yourself.
True.
Oh, well.
But if you do go to the audiocollective.com, right now you can see the brand new design. There's still a few things I had to put up on there, like the picture thingy that we had.
I put pictures in all the podcasts,
yeah.
But people can't really figure out how to look at them. I don't think anyone even really...
Right, because you have to look at them in the iTunes.
And you have to know to click the little arrow, and you have to have that little picture art showing.
Yeah.
I thought about, like, I wonder if there's some way I could read that pictures right out of the MP3 and automatically display them on my website. I bet I could do that.
It would be cool.
You'd probably find like a plugin that would do that.
Probably.
SourceForge or something.
Mm-hmm.
You like to force people to do things. I'm just joking.
Tracy hasn't warmed up to the Haven of Bliss yet.
Will it show the pictures on people's iPods when they play it?
They'll show the first picture.
Yeah.
So you gotta put the most interesting picture first.
Oh, really?
Will they do it on the stands?
What about video iPods?
Same thing.
The newest one.
Unless it's a bookmarkable AAC podcast file, then you can go through all the files. But that only plays on the iPod, so.
Have you heard any really interesting podcasts that did anything that was kind of unique or fun that we'd want to steal their ideas from?
The biggest thing I found
about
podcasts is...
Yeah, there's this one called soundscenepodcasts.com. That's pretty good. They do some really interesting stuff.
I would say that...
That one's kind of dead, though, too. Hasn't been updated in a few months.
I'd say the thing that I like the best about podcasts that I've found is when they have lots of content. And
exactly is content?
I don't know. Some people are just entertaining when they start talking and they start pulling stuff out of God knows where. And, like, it sounds good. Like, for instance, Martin Sargent's Infected. Like, Martin Sargent's just insane.
Which we do not recommend that you go and listen to right now because it is extremely...
Explicit.
It's funny, though. It's all good. It's not as bad as Howard Stern.
Does he have content?
No, but he has vulgarity, and that passes with the comic book.
Older
No, but Martin Sargent's Infected is pretty funny because they'll go off and he'll like tell stories and like it's like not necessarily all profane. It's just like most of it's like just bizarre. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a real gift that he has there. Another source of content is just like the classic forms like you know media and analysis and like things like that. Gifted journalists and stuff like that can generate content and speak it like Div gave me Ike Hensley, and you know the spoken word, the spoken quality of it. I mean, as far as like SoundCloud and stuff like that, you know, it's nothing necessarily phenomenal, but you know the analysis and things like that is I think is pretty nice.
He's a smart dude.
Yeah, like really anything like you know even
to
articles.
His own demise.
I think it'd be cool if somebody just read the newspaper or something like that. If they had a voice artist or something. It
gets boring, I think.
Well,
sometimes.
I don't know. Like, I listen to
the 5-minute New York Times summary, and that's boring.
I don't like summaries. Like, I like...
Like the NPR summary and
stuff. Yeah.
I just don't listen to it anymore.
I wouldn't use that to clean your screen.
What? This was made for.
Or it's a new iPod phone.
That's what it's made for.
It's
already all scratched up.
He's been hugging it and petting it and licking it and sucking
it. It's not an iPod though, because Corey's kind of anti-pod.
I'm an anti-iPod guy. Okay.
It's a Sansa player, which is nice because it's plug and play. The only thing that could be better about it,
I think that everybody
Wi-Fi.
No, I don't. I'm not into Wi-Fi either. Because like as soon as you get into Wi-Fi and all that stuff, then like people get way too productive. For instance, like the Zoom, like it just I think it's overboard and bloated.
Is there Wi-Fi
and, like,
in Zoom?
Yeah, there's Wi-Fi.
Yeah, kind of not really.
The only thing I don't like about this is that I went the cheap mouse. I went and got it from Best Buy, and there's Rhapsody stuff installed on it.
I don't like Rhapsody.
No.
Yeah, I hate Rhapsody, but if I get my player for $1 cheaper,
I don't feel like they actually own anything. I'm spending. I guess it doesn't really matter.
If I get my player for $3
I like the idea.
Then it's fine. They could have a text reader on this. They could have a little screen so I could read books and stuff. Text files. That would be great. But otherwise...
I like those phones that use Wi-Fi and voice over IP so you don't actually have a service. Mm-hmm. You just use the internet access.
Yeah. The only thing I'd want is like an iPod with Wi-Fi that can download podcasts. That's the only reason I'd want
it. Or go right to the music store.
Yeah, I'm cheap, so.
Yeah, or free content.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the sound of this thing.
Or if it was a subscription service.
I've got to figure out what kind of videos I can put on it.
I don't know.
I think music should be free.
I think so, too. I think it's wrong to pay for music. There'd probably be a lot more better music out there.
It made me so mad, I'd buy the whole album, so I'm just not.
Ooh, yeah, that's bad.
I'm going to rant there. I'm going to say that all music you end up buying ends up being like. Manufactured.
Have you ever
heard
of
lyrics are written by people such that
Lala?
You know, people
it's like you
like
can buy stuff.
I don't know.
Like,
seems fake.
Buy stuff by.
Do you disagree?
I disagree.
It's like
what
dollar.
Is your opinion?
I like music. Music's
you
good.
Like
that.
Even if you technically burn it, and then
the marketing allows you to have more music than you wouldn't
trade definitely.
I don't know. Not the marketing for it.
Pay a subscription fee to that.
Maybe by paying for music, you would allow there to be more music for you to listen to.
I don't think so.
I think it's just good for the artist.
For them to make money?
Yeah.
They make too much money.
It depends on what kind of music you're looking at, though.
That's
I mean, independent music is...
I don't understand, like, some things, like, you shouldn't make a lot of money, like, I mean, I think there is, like, a little punk rock.
Should it be based on the content they provide?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's technically, if a genre, if a genre of music is, like, a genre that's, like, based on, like, a low-class aesthetic, then why should they have, like, a, you know, a multi-million dollar marketing campaign? Doesn't it make it kind of, like, unoriginal?
Don't you like booties?
What?
Don't you like booties?
Booties?
You're starting to sound like Fugazi, Corey.
No, seriously, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? it defies the content. It's, like, Hot Topic, you know? Like, or like, say, like, those jeans, like, where you go to the store and you buy jeans that are already worn. You know, if you wear the jeans for a month, then they'll look like that anyway. It's like...
Where do you buy jeans that have been worn?
Go to the mall, what?
You mean
the ones that are made to look like they're worn?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, like, so fake. It's, like,
okay,
ridiculous.
I thought you meant, like, people.
Yeah, I mean, but if, I mean, cool. Like, if you want, like, a low class, like,
like Goodwill.
If you want an aesthetic that like looks like it's, you know, looks like it's like working class, then you shouldn't, you know, have $1 million.
I saw people in Jackson need to donate to Goodwill because we went there yesterday and they had a lot of low quality stuff. So. Next time you're in Jackson, bring your stuff to the Goodwill.
Tracy is explicit. She has a very strong passion for thrift stores,
yes.
Like Goodwill and dollar stores.
That was like everything was from the 70s. They didn't have anything new in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's when
the shirt I got from the Goodwill.
That's nice.
Cool. How much was it?
$15. It was like $2, something
bucks?
Like that. $3.
Mm. Goodwill in Japan is like $30 for that shirt.
Really?
It's gouging.
Crazy.
People are like crazy in there too. It's like shoulder room.
Huh.
They like line up outside the door and they open the door and everyone goes in there.
It's weird.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, there is no deals.
Mm-hmm.
Time. Oh well.
What happened to your coffee? You're dead.
I know. How did you get all. Did you do that?
Maybe.
The lip of my cup is all smashed.
I had a weird drink. Mine was like a chai latte with a shot of espresso.
What do you think? Did it go?
It was okay. It was different. It was unique.
Yeah.
It worked for me.
Did it taste good?
One
that tasted good.
Kind of. It was okay.
This next draft, this Sansa, is only an illusion of security. Because once it twists around a little bit, it comes apart.
Well, yes.
Isn't everything an illusion of security?
I don't know. Guns? No.
Jesus is not an illusion of security.
That's why you take the strap off your iRiver and then put it on there, Corey.
Jesus is official sponsor of the podcast.
Yeah.
Havenofbliss.com.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that.
Do you feel like that's too much like marketing?
Don't do that.
He's one of
like,
our
because if you drop an F-bomb, then like, you associated yourself with Jesus. Now you can't, like... You have to be perfect, you know what I'm saying?
They don't. Were you even listening to church today, Corey?
I understand that.
If I drop an F-bomb, am I still a Christian?
Try it.
We're talking hypothetically.
Yes.
I don't know, I mean...
Can you say the F-word and still be a Christian?
Yep.
I hope so.
Because being a Christian is being associated with Jesus.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, you don't put the Jesus bumper sticker on and then, like, the speed, you know?
Mm.
I took a little excuse off my.
But then,
my
does
car.
That make you not a Christian?
Not necessarily.
See?
It makes you a bad representative.
There you go. You may be a bad Christian, but you're still a Christian.
If you want to find out more ideas about this podcast, you can go to westwinds.org/podcast and listen to the podcast for February today.
18?
Where'd you guys go first?
18th.
Thanks for putting us on the spot, but today we happened not to go. We went to a wedding last night.
Bedside Baptist?
Yeah, well, moodychurch.org has a live video feed of the church during the Moody Church Hour, which is pretty cool. We usually watch that, but I was fellowshipping with my father this morning, so because we're I don't get to see him very often.
And talking with your dad is like a sermon.
Yeah, it is.
I'd probably prefer that to church a lot of times.
Yeah.
Oh, Corey, your screen's all scratched up now.
I know.
You just gotta stop doing that.
Bible study this
morning, it's real.
The less you rub it, the better it'll be.
The wedding planning's going slow. So were you anxious on your wedding day?
Yes.
How anxious were you?
No, I was just kind of...
Did you talk at all? Or were you quiet?
I sang a song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
I don't know.
During the ceremony?
Uh-huh. So, like, that was kind of nice, though, because it kept my mind off the whole, like, kind of... Yeah, the whole kind of, like, freak out of being married type thing.
Yeah.
And then I could concentrate on that.
Every guy I've ever known to get married on his wedding day is just kind of gone. Just, like, totally out of it.
Yeah.
Just, like, doesn't even know where he is and fumbles through the ceremony the whole time. And you're like, how you doing? They're like, do I know you? Yeah, I'm your best man.
Is that Ramon's song, I Want to Be Sedated?
Sort of. Yeah, well, we went to a wedding yesterday with my friend Aaron. And his now wife Aaron. Aaron and Aaron got married.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting, huh? And during their ceremony,
that's
I was
probably
pretty anxious.
Scratching it. It's just flying all over the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron and Aaron, yeah? Oh, Corey, you're messing with the mic.
You did that.
Sorry.
Sorry, people who just lost their eardrum.
Sorry, left ear people.
I was just saying, this really, I got really anxious as I'm watching my friends go through the wedding ceremony, knowing that my wedding is 2 months away.
Uh-huh.
Tracy got kind of freaked out too, like, are you going to make it? She's starting to look. She's like, don't stand up. I'm like, why would I stand up? She's just like, you look like you're going to stand up. It was like the middle of the ceremony.
You
when
were
you're
like on the edge of your
aisle.
Seat the whole time.
I was anxious. I don't know. Every time, I got really anxious on our first marriage counseling class, too. On irrational anxiety. I don't even know why.
You started mumbling all this crazy stuff, and everyone's like,
I had a dream one time where I was like, met a nice girl and everything like that. Like, I guess like we were married or something. And then like, then she like bought some like decorations. And then like I saw them. And then I started running and I ran for the rest of the dream. Because it's like, I didn't like.
You bought decorations.
You didn't like the decorations.
Yeah.
So what song did you sing at your wedding?
One that I wrote.
Do you want to sing a little anecdote of it?
No, I don't.
You want to quote it?
I don't remember much of it.
You know what it's
I
called?
Think one of the most truly humbling.
It's been a while.
Did it have the words love and Rachel in it?
Yeah, I think it did.
That's good. Yeah. Embarrassing.
One of the most humbling things there is in life is to record yourself, like, singing a song that you wrote. Or to try to write poetry and, like, you know, pick up the scrap of paper you wrote it on 10 months later when you're painting your room and, like, find out, you know, like, what you wrote, like, 10 months ago, and you thought it was great. That's, like, truly humbling, I mean.
It's even worse when you create a whole CD, then go back to it 3 years later and
the,
listen to
the Renaissance Summer album?
Yeah.
From Dave Buchanan? Oh.
Corey. Yeah, don't worry, people haven't listened this far.
We're the only people who are actually listening to this. If someone else is there, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks.
But I probably won't ever meet you, and you probably won't ever.
I want to go to a Renaissance festival.
There's one in Jackson.
Oh boy.
Quite nerdy.
I hear that's like an entirely like a. It's an entire culture.
It is. You dress up like a.
Renaissance person with the little
like
cone hat,
princesses,
and fairy feather thing at the top, and you know the guys and the girls both wear that.
Get to joust each other.
Everybody wears tights. So.
Tights and corsets.
Yeah, the guys
same
wear tights.
Tights
and girls wear dresses.
Robin Hood hats with little feathers in them.
Oh boy.
You eat turkey legs too.
And kilts and.
Because that's what they ate back then is turkey legs.
Yeah.
You walk around with a big turkey leg all the time.
That sounds kind of good, actually.
I know, it's fun.
Dave probably wouldn't think this good. Maybe they have a vegetarian version.
Soy
they
guy,
tofu. Tofurky leg.
Tofurky leg.
Styrofoam, fake bone.
Oh. I had deep fried tofu soup the other day.
Ooh, miso.
There's miso soup with deep fried tofu nuggets in it. I got it for free.
Where'd you have that from?
From Toro, one of the best sushi places in Chicago.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, there's a sushi place.
I make good miso soup.
Oh,
I do too. I rip open the package and then I pour some water in?
No, we went to a real Japanese store, so I got the real miso.
Oh.
So what point do you feel like that your anxiety ebbed during your wedding? The next day?
The next morning. Yeah.
Did it get worse or better over, or did you like, kind of like...
Worse.
Worse?
Oh, no.
When was the worst?
That's like... That's well, true,
I don't want to get you in trouble.
It's
feel free to
buy in like, a new apartment, but then once you actually move into the apartment, you're like, what in the world did I choose this apartment for?
The worst like was it. Probably, well, let's say it wasn't during the wedding, and it wasn't the next day. And it was after the reception, let's say that.
That's when the most anxiety was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know what time it is.
Game time.
Yeah.
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 I'm not worried about that.
Yeah. It was weird. Right, Corey?
You know, that's one of those things.
I don't think Corey does.
I hope I wasn't there.
No, you weren't.
Were you at their wedding, Corey?
Yeah. I played the guitar.
You played the guitar?
The guitar?
Yeah.
He was the
just like
the
band. So the man who switched to ukulele.
When did you play?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's totally cool
before.
If you want to play ukulele.
No, I don't.
My way.
I don't.
It's up to Tracy, though.
Why I want you to play?
No ukulele.
During the reception.
Can you play the,
he was
somewhere over the rainbow
He
song?
Was like the walk-in, not the walk-in, but the before the wedding.
I think
music.
You guys called the day before.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. What did you play? The mushroom song?
Yep.
You did?
Instrumental.
I played.
What song?
Instrumental of the mushroom song.
At
yeah.
the ceremony?
That's what I was talking about. The most humbling things in life is when you try to write songs and record them and then listen to them a month later or something like that.
It was good. I like the mushroom song.
Yeah.
It had like a Bob
Dylan.
Is that
Dylan the DVD version
kind
of that?
No. We can put the full song in the feed because I have it on my computer.
No. That's
does it
be
have
awesome.
Words with it?
It's illegal
oh, yeah.
in any state. In
yeah.
the union.
Mm-hmm. I like mushrooms a lot.
Can you give us a line from the mushroom song?
No, I cannot.
Oh. That was so good. I remember when you did it live at like Spring Arbor and all the girls were all over you
yeah.
after you sang it.
I don't recall that.
I do. I was like, whoa, Corey's got a game.
I don't recall that at all. That's probably like the...
Throwing
the like
a garments
dream.
At you.
That's probably the few months where I was off my meds and
most
got burned out and everybody had to move me out.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So you played during the ceremony?
Before.
Before the ceremony. Oh, it's just like
oh, the intro, the
yeah.
prelude or whatever it's called. Prelude.
Yes. Dude, that oatmeal this morning got all over me.
Yeah, you have white stains all over your shirt.
How'd he do?
He did well.
He just because
well.
He's you're really good at improvising.
Yeah,
his play.
He did.
Yeah.
He started to show fatigue. About
how long did you play for?
15 minutes in.
Whoa. 15 long minute mushroom song.
Yeah. A long time. I don't think I can do it now because my guitar.
The skills have waned.
No, my skills haven't waned. I'm still doing good, but. I took my guitar apart entirely.
Why'd you do that?
Because it was I like the design of it, and I wanted.
Okay.
You wanted to take something beautiful apart and destroy it.
No, it's still
it's
beautiful.
Nature, man.
It's still beautiful, and it still works and everything. I just took it completely apart, every single part, and then I put it back together.
Yeah.
I
you
just
still play the ukulele.
I have a soldering iron. Yeah.
Do you have a soldering iron?
No,
you
I don't.
Make stained glass.
I don't have a soldering iron.
I do.
I don't like stained glass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? So, our wedding's soon. All kinds of stuff. We went and looked at wedding rings yesterday.
Ooh. Yeah.
So.
You get married tomorrow. Just go
tomorrow?
To Walmart, get the cheapest ones, and go to the county clerks.
No, you have to get your certificate like a month in advance.
Is that much preemptive?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. You can. Some states you can do it.
Illinois,
depends what state
you
it is.
A month ahead.
That's why people go to Vegas or.
Yeah, Vegas, you can get the day off. You have to get a blood test in some states. Make
yep.
sure you're not married. Make sure you're not related.
Well, some states you can marry your cousin
well,
if they're over a certain age.
Have a
well,
hysterectomy or something.
Isn't like I mean,
Illinois,
isn't
you have
like
to be 50 years old to marry your.
Isn't
first
that
cousin?
How like royalty is created or something? Like, isn't like all like
the Van Epsberg
like royalty is like all inbred?
It's just,
yeah.
It's just
yeah,
politics
that's,
anyway.
They have a limited pool to select from.
Because everybody else is
just like my dog, my parents' dogs, they probably have a limited pool. They were selected from. My mom says my little dog, his little Shih Tzu, she says that the brain skips. It's skipping. Brain is skipping as it barks at the middle of the air and there's nothing there. I go, maybe it's schizophrenic. And she's like, no, his brain's just skipping.
Corrupted file in the Matrix.
Doesn't even know why he's barking. It scares itself. Oh, well. So I guess that's awkward silence.
I can live without being married.
What about marriage?
I can live without it.
How long have you been married, Dave?
Like 2 years almost. No more than that. I don't know.
2.5 years, his wife said.
2.5. You know what? It's on the calendar somewhere.
You gotta get a thermal ring.
Yeah.
You're doing better than me.
You know, marriage is the relationship with Christ and the church, Corey, so you can't live without it.
No, they went over it.
She's been thinking about this.
No, they went over it. Like, they went over, like, the whole... How, like, Jesus and, like, was, like, Josiah and Gomer. And, like, I don't know. I think it's entirely a merciful thing. Because, like,
I think Jesus
could have, like, she just dumped her.
That's the whole point.
I mean, I understand it, but, like...
I think you'll need to listen to that podcast again.
What is your definition of love?
I don't know. I just want to be put out of my misery.
A what? A wizard?
To be put out of his misery.
Oh. Huh.
Well, there's nice like Prozac and Zoloft and happy drugs.
Yeah.
And then there's also the Word. The Word tends to put you out of your misery, too.
I don't know. The Word started it. I don't know. Like, I don't understand that. Because, like it's like, you know, like a sacrificial blade, like you know, cutting between, like, the spirit and the soul. Like, I mean... Yeah, like,
Well, you're born dead, and then come to life later, and then you gotta get rid of your dead person. It's dead weight.
Basically, like, cutting out your soul.
Corey Fuller.
You can't shut it up.
Oh. Philosophy developed in the greenhouse.
Love is patient.
It must be me. Well.
This is some good entertainment here.
Yeah, thanks for listening and enduring.
Mm-hmm.
And it's long-suffering.
Like Tracy.
That's my real name.
Long-suffering.
Yep.
Emphasis Tracy. On the suffering.
Tracy's initials are TLC. And after she married me, there'll be no more TLC.
That's right. TLH.
What does TLH stand for?
Tender Loving Hearts. You got the T and the L still.
There's no care. We have no more caring. She cares until we're married, and she doesn't care anymore.
Yep, that's what it's like.
Well,
it's all about being selfless and sacrificial.
See?
Sacrificial lamb.
Everything involves dying.
It does.
Then they burn you.
You have to die of yourself every day.
Die every day.
You can't shut up. I mean, it doesn't make you shut up. I mean, people, things when they're dead, they stop, like, they stop being annoying. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm just, like, way too annoying to myself all day.
I don't think things stop being annoying until they're burned.
You have to die twice.
You can still be bothered.
You're supposed to, you have to die twice, become less and have
you die when you get burned.
Double dead.
Right?
That's right. You're supposed
like
to die to yourself and become more like Christ.
Yeah.
If anyone dies, you don't go away when you die.
You
go away when you're burning
suffer.
Forever. So you never really go away, you just burn. That's what the whole, like, burnt offering and burnt sacrifice.
Yeah, where's the baptism of fire? Like, when does that happen? I want some fire.
Baptism of fire.
Yeah.
It happens to everyone.
When?
Refined by fire.
When does it happen?
It's symbolic of tribulation in our life. It burns away the things that aren't necessary. It's like gold. You put gold in the fire, it refines it, separates all the metals and all gold, and
impurity.
Then you end up with pure gold after the fire. But unless you're, like, baptized in fire, you never become that pure gold. Yeah, sanctification, there's a buzzword.
Sanctification and selflessness.
Yeah.
That was our
my podcast seemed to get a lot of deep theology in there that's really superficial at the same time.
It's food for thought.
It's pseudo intellectualism. Another fancy pseudo figula. Pseudo music.
Pseudo euphoria.
Alright, that's.
It's coming to the end.
This is Corey.
Now it's time to say goodbye.
This is Corey.
To Corey, Tracy,
that's
Dave, and
Dave,
Wyatt.
And Wyatt.
G-O-D.
Tracy.
G-O-D. D-Y-E.
G-O-O-D-B-Y-E. See you later soon. Do we have to say our names again?
No, please not.
Okay, don't. Make
See
it. Stop.
Bye.
Bye.